As expected, last night's budget halved the tax concession available to the wealthy for their contributions to superannuation. The move has been welcomed by people who've criticised Australia's superannuation regime as a rort for the rich. The government has also deferred until 2014 a promise that it would raise to $50,000 the amount that over 50-year-olds could add to their superannuation each year. That's provided their total super balance is less than $500,000. Matt Peacock reports.
If you're earning more than $300,000 a year, then bad luck. You'll no longer be taxed at 15% for your super contribution. It'll rise instead to 30%. You're probably well advised to package your salary in some other way. And the good news is there's an army of advisers for the top end of town on how to maximise your wealth. Australia's super regime, according to Mercer's Joanne Block, still helps the wealthy.
Superannuation remains a very effective wealth accumulation strategy, particularly for higher income earners.
That's just the problem, according to Richard Dennis, Executive Director of the Australia Institute, who, while he's welcomed the budget changes, say they don't go far enough.
It's a very small step in the right direction. The superannuation tax concessions now cost the budget around $30 billion a year. It's one of the single largest areas of expenditure in the budget. And according to Treasury, $10 billion a year, a third of the total, goes to the highest 5% of income earners. So while we talk about universal super and we talk about how it helps every worker, the reality is it helps high-income earners far more than it helps low-income earners.
But it's not just the wealthy affected by this change, believes Joanne Block, although she does concede the number of people involved is very small.
This will inevitably impact people who might have a fixed salary a lot less than $300,000, but when they add all their benefits up, it takes them over. The other thing that is important to note is that where people may not earn $300,000 every year and perhaps receive a bonus or an incentive or a one-off payment, a redundancy payment, for example, then they may very well land up with a total income level in excess of the $300,000. So it's a broad net, but certainly it does necessarily affect a small percentage of the population.
I think if the people earning $300,000 are feeling like they're doing it tough, they should ask someone on carers payments or unemployment benefits who have no superannuation and no taxpayer contribution to their retirement incomes how they're feeling.
It's the unexpected deferral for 2 years by the government of a plan doubling to $50,000 contribution eligible for the concessional rate for over 50-year-olds with less than a total super of $500,000 that will affect many more people.
I think that actually is going to have quite a significant impact, particularly on people who are thinking about retirement and who have necessarily not put the most they can put into superannuation because they may have been paying off debt or various other strategies, but have been saving up for their last few years to maximise their contributions.
There aren't many low-income earners I know who can put $25,000 voluntary contribution into their superannuation, and I think even fewer of them will be concerned that they can't put $50,000 in as a voluntary contribution. We're talking here about voluntary contributions that are around the level of actual average annual income. Look, it's a very strange thing that we spend so much time worrying about what 1% of people have the capacity to do when there's 10 million Australians that don't even have superannuation.
Australian Super, believes Richard Dennis, remains a rort for the rich.
Matt Peacock reporting.